For years, I searched for something and didn't know I was searching. I didn't know I was looking, but yet I was looking. Like someone who needed to find a focal point at the horizon, often pausing to squint into the distance, searching for something or someone substantial, not ambiguous like everyone else I'd known, including myself. Our house was large and old. My room was way up in the back over the kitchen. As a young man, learning to come to grips with such an unstable world, occasionally I would stand on the 100-year-old, uneven painted floor in the bathroom and stare at myself in the mirror, which was hung over the rust-stained sink next to the old clawfoot tub. I would search my eyes, staring at my immature, insufficient self in the mirror. Standing here today, looking back at myself there, I realize I was ambiguous and didn't know the word ambiguous. I was unclear, unexact, unfocused, like raw, unshaped clay with no clue of how to be anything other than ambiguous. I think I was void of being aware of a lot of things, maybe not much different than an animal in some ways. I was looking for a way in to what or who. I had no direction. I have no idea. I listened to acid rock and wore bell bottoms and did drugs some, but mostly pretended to be more stoned than I was just to get attention. Often the words in the music I listened to spoke of ethereal things, mystical words about worlds which could not exist, always singing of a way out or a way in. It was all just so transcendental. My beloved blacklight posters seemed so real, but really, they had no roots in anything rational. Dalet. When I was young, I dreamed of doors and windows, all different kinds. Dreams of doors in black and white, often in color, fuzzy and clear, sometimes faded, seemingly saturated and over-pixelated. Most of the time I was outside observing. In other dreams, I was inside looking out the beveled door glass as the world went by outside. Some were like castle doors, some ornate doubles, others like hall doors neatly in a short row. Some were a simple entrance with side lights. There was, though, a consistent door. It was cut so small in the wall, it was lonely looking, but yet I could smell wildflowers at the threshold. I liked the way the wood felt under my hands. It had beautiful carved medallions cut in at the middle head and high on the left and right jambs. I often knew the door, but couldn't think how I knew the door or what it meant. Sometimes in the dreams, I would just stand in front of that little door with its smell of wildflowers, feeling the ground under my feet. I always had the idea there was a garden on the other side, but I didn't know how to enter. There was no knob to pivot and no hinges to swing. I would often wake up with the smell of wildflowers still in my nose, wondering what sort of strange dream that was. One time I dreamed I was riding a horse on a most extraordinary road, which defies any words I might have to try and describe. All I can say is that it was a road in a very high place. I came to a building that was so high and so wide, I couldn't see the edges or top, but more importantly, it had the most interesting doors. They were narrow and tall, intricately made, opening in and out at the same time. As I entered, the edge became of extra special attention. It was thick and perfect, and I saw that it seemed to be made of layer upon layer of thin sheets of sawed gemstones and other stones which had their own light. The door, overall, seemed to change shape some, and I felt as though they were alive and watched me as I moved past. From the side, I could see into the door. From the front, I could see to the edges. The doors seemed to know who I was, opening for me as I got closer. I knew they wouldn't open for anyone they didn't know. I knew it like it was common knowledge. They were very special doors, and in all the rest of the dream, the vision and inspection of the doors is what I remembered most. They were not batten and ledge doors like a barn door, but were far more ornate. They weren't paneled, but more carved with the most intricate designs. I remember getting up so close my nose touched the surface and my eyes focused so perfectly. There, carved in every inch, were the names of Jesus in all different languages, inlaid in glowing gold. Many times since that dream, I've dreamed of doors. In each, there was only one entrance door, with no other to enter or exit by. Dalet.